When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dead in Hip Hop, Single Sunday, Don 6, Demon. You know, sometimes, Ken, we be in this mug and we actually get the artists on these podcast reviews. But this is a first.
Okay.
First time on Single Sunday.
Yeah.
All of the other ones we've done, you know, little body of work, either EP, mixtape, album. You know what I'm saying? But this is the first time that we actually have a Single Sunday. And also the first time where the out or the video is going to be out before the podcast review on Sunday.
Mm.
So that's pretty dope. So Don 6, you know what I'm saying? We're here with the artist. We're also here with his manager, Big Rez. So I'm gonna start off with you, man. You know what I'm saying? You the star of the show. Typically, you know, we just go in, but there's a couple questions I got for you, you know what I'm saying, as an up-and-coming artist. First, I want to start off with the video. You know what I'm saying? I've seen the video. Super dope. Like, what was the concept behind that, and how did you mirror, like, tie that to that song?
I ain't even gonna lie. Like, if it wasn't for the team to put it together, that's when you see all the magic come into play. It's like, all you gotta do is just pay attention, just really, like, just scope out what's going on and just play your position. You know what I'm saying? Just can't go around just doing anything. Like, you just gotta really, like, be on point.
100.
But as far as the whole video, I mean, It came out something that I didn't really expect. Cause I'm thinking like, okay, cool, shit. We finna get the hole, we finna get this, we finna get that. But how it all put together, it was like, man, damn, like, the fuck I'm doing? Like, am I in a movie or I'm doing a music video? Like, then I started looking at it, I'm like, oh, okay, this type of image that they trying to push out so they can already see the whole motion that we got coming up, because this is something that the EFOs in the industry doing. So if you're gonna move the industry right, you gotta do what the industry showing. You
know, yeah, 100%. 100%. Because when I saw it, I was like, there's not a lot of artists that are coming out the gate that have concepts and execution in the way that you did in that video. So I thought that was really big. And then even the music, you know what I'm saying? Talk about the production, the producers that you're working with.
Oh, yeah, see, me and my boy Burner, like, we've been locking in since, like, 2018. Like, I remember I was going to a studio off of 85 in Riverdale, just really just going to a studio just to record. So, you know, everything I was recording on, this was like grabbing beats off of YouTube.
Gotcha.
Just going ahead and create your sound and what type of sound you want and stuff like that. So I know one of the times I was going to the studio, he was like, damn, you remind me of Nip. Like, man, you remind me of such and such. Like, it's always an artist mode. And I always think like, damn, like, how the hell he know this shit before I do? But it's just the type of sound you get out. And then on top of that, I speak that last of the real. I done seen, like, been through a lot, you know what I'm saying? And ever since then, like, that's when I came to him, like, man, I need one of your beats. Got him and his dude named Dope. They used to come to the studio. They used to be cooking up beats. I be like, damn, like, I need some shit like this. Come on, man. You know you got to goddamn make sure a nigga eat, man. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, man, I just really, like, put it to him, like, hey, I'm dead serious. Like, this is the type of ride I'm trying to go. And I always heard, like, man, them YouTube joints, they ain't nothing. You got to really, like, lock in, have a relationship with a producer, an engineer. You know what I'm saying? You got to make fam. Like, you got to build a bond. Like, you got to build a relationship because you don't never know who you run into. So it's like, ever since me and him locked in, it was just like, man, we just created history. Like, this is just the beginning. But in the future, man, it's going to be like, damn, like, I really seen this man from right here. Now he right here. That's how everybody looking at it right now.
That's how it happened.
You know what I'm saying? People
don't always see the grind. People see you here, and then they see you there, and it's like, well, they think that they could just get there, but they didn't understand everything that happened behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? Like, so Big Rez, like, how, like, with Don 6 locking up producers and stuff like that, like, how did you climb into this thing, and, like, how are you quarterbacking certain things in here?
So how me and this cat right here hooked up, him and I go back years, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, when I used to cut his hair before he even began rapping. Mm. You know, so we're gonna fast forward from that to where he kept telling me, "Unc, listen, that's what, you know, a lot of cats in the hood call me Unc." So he's like, "Yo, Unc, I'm in the studio, man. I told you I wanted to rap." So I'm like, "Man, you bullshitting with me right now." He said, "Nah, I'm in the studio right now. Why don't you just pop in?" So I popped into the studio, and what I heard, I said, "Damn." I said, "Nephew hard." I said, "He don't realize he got this shit." I said, "Well, he needs the right guidance." Mm-hmm. And I said, the joint that I was listening to, I said, "We're gonna make this shit hot." So I called up one of my homeboys who's, you know what I'm saying, known in the damn area, my boy Block 125. I called him up and told him, I'm like, "Look, I'm down here at this studio. I need you to pull up and do me a favor and jump on my nephew's track." I said, "Right now, he got a hot joint, but I can hear you on it." So D turned around and looked at me. He's like, "Aunt, what you doing?" I said, "Man, look, we about to make this shit official." So when my boy Block pulled up, he pulled up with a few other artists and whatnot. We ain't gonna name no names right now, but he pulled up with a few other artists. His eyes got big like, "Aunt, what the fuck?" I said, "Dude, this is what you want? This is what we gonna fucking do."
I ain't even gonna lie, that shit surprised me. I'm like, what the hell? Like, I used to listen to this man. Like, then he just turn around, just pop up to the studio where I'm recording something. Like, "But what you got going on?" Like, dang. Like.
So I was like, if you really want this, I got you. I'ma fuck with you. But you gotta be 100 with this shit with me, because I'm not gonna be in on no play shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So ever since then, we locked in. And it's like, him being like a nephew to me, it's like, I got to make sure he's being guided the right way, make sure shit is gonna go to, you know what I'm saying, the right direction and whatnot, because I don't wanna see this kid lose. I wanna see him big. I wanna see him on top. You know what I'm saying? I wanna see him at his goddamn best. And if I can't get the best, I'm gonna pull the rest of the shit out for you.
100.
You know what I'm saying? So we had got to the point to where he wanted me to do management. I said, "Nah, I'm not gonna do that," because I did that with another artist and, you know what I'm saying, that's not gonna be fitting with me. And so we gotta do a 50-50 split. You know what I'm saying? Your shit and my damn business together. But we done came to the conclusion where he's like, "Man, I just need to be on your label and then we'll just do the imprint with my shit later." So I'm like, "You know what? Let's make it happen." So we had went down to Florida and we shot this first video, because that joint Lighted Up was his first fucking video. He didn't know anything about doing videos.
Man, that shit, I ain't even gonna lie, that was my first time going to Miami. Like, literally going out of town with these people. Like, I'm the whole time thinking, I'm like, "Man, I know I'm finna be out here drunk as hell." Motherfuckers finna have me on all type of liquor. Like, "Nigga,
nah,
bro, some nuts tonight." You know what I'm saying? You out with the big dogs. That's what my pops used to always tell me. But it, like, man, when I went, nah, man, we turned this shit into a movie. Like,
that shit was so
shit
crazy.
Was great vibe.
That, like, shit was so crazy when we went down to Florida. Because I kept telling him, like, "You got the image, you got the sound, you got the look." I said, "We're going to turn around and fuck the city up with this shit, because everybody's not really going to be expecting this." So when we got down to Florida, and I had my man, you know what I'm saying, Assassin Fred with me. He's like, you know what I'm saying, Big Cat, look like a bodyguard and the whole shit. It was just us
with
three.
With that type of name, goddamn. Assassin Fred, I ain't fucking with that man.
Because look, I'm down there, got these four looking like these my bodyguards.
Yeah,
like,
dang, exactly.
You look famous, like. Damn, y'all say I'm famous, y'all know my name. Like, if I'm famous, y'all gotta know my name. Mm-hmm. So I stamped that when I was out there. So they was looking like, "Man, this man swag different. I know he not from down here.
Right.
Where is he from?" Mm-hmm. You got motherfuckers chasing after the truck and everything.
Oh yeah, that shit was crazy as hell. You had females looking at us, cause we had got down there. The thing was, when we got down there, had rented an Escalade, and not knowing the cat that I rented the Escalade from used to have his own record label. He was an Indian cat. So he's been doing music for a minute, so we locked in with him real hard. So when we used his truck that day, we was on, what we was at? What street we was on?
I thought we was on, like, Collins Ave.
Yeah, we was on Collins Ave. Mm-hmm. And these group of kids ran up to the truck, you know what I'm saying, doing their candy and stuff, like, "Yo, you want to buy a candy?" I'm like, "Nah, good, you know what? Let, you know what I'm saying, nephew, go ahead and do this shit." So when they seen the action, like, "We didn't really want the candy, we're gonna go ahead and give y'all some money and do your thing." This group of females seen his ass jump out the truck and give these kids some money. And when he got in the truck, They was like, yo, stop the truck. I'm like, who the fuck is this? I mashed the gas. I'm like, I don't know who the fuck this is, nigga. We ain't got no goddamn sticks down here. We don't really know nobody down here. I'm not doing all
put
that shit.
Somebody out there lacking.
Shit was, Shorty ran 5 blocks in some goddamn sandals to chase the truck to find out what club he was going to. I said, see, dude, you got that look. Niggas is looking at you right now. Yeah. You got to take this shit serious, dog. So
I'm like, what the hell?
So ever Shady since
ran out the truck, like I'm knowing where it is. Like, Shady, you know me. Like,
but you know, the thing with that video was when we shot that video down there, because I don't think anybody has actually really shot a video on Collin Ave the way we did that. Mm-hmm. And everybody that was passing by, we said, yo, look, just act natural. If you want to pass through, pass through. If you want to jump in it, jump in it. We didn't care. You know what I'm saying? Because this was his first video. So that video was like, whoa, I like this. I like the movement. I like how people interacted with that. Everybody was just happy. They didn't know who he was yet. So I'm like, man, just follow him. He's the up-and-coming artist. And I said, he got a lot of shit to talk about, and you guys are really going to love it.
That's what's up. So a couple questions. You know, I know a little bit behind the scenes, so I'm going to just throw breadcrumbs for everybody else that don't know. But first question is, what's kind of the game plan for releasing such a new artist, Big Rez? Because, you know, me and Ken, we've been doing this for over 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Reviewing music, listening to music, listening to up-and-coming artists, you know, people that don't have a name. And oftentimes, when they ask us for our, you know, our advice, the main thing I say is you got to have some type of strategy. You know what I'm saying? And you got to have work, right? Because obviously hip-hop, we aching this to the drug game, right? And if you don't have product, you can't sell nothing. You know what I'm saying? And the product is the music. So if you come into me with one or two songs, what the fuck am I supposed to do with that? Like, yeah, I could post it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could put it on Dead in Hip-Hop. I could, but if there's nothing behind it, there's no traction. You know what I'm saying? So what's the game plan for breaking Don 6?
See, the thing is, it's like between him and I both, we know a lot of people in the industry. And we try not to use those connections. We want to turn around and let everybody know this is what we're doing, this is our movement, and how we doing shit. So you have to constantly be out there in places. You know what I'm saying? You got to be in and out of town promoting your stuff. It's like if you got... And I love that analogy with the drug shit, because that's how I like to explain stuff, really. So it's like if you got a good product and you know your product is really good on the street and to turn around and have people itching and scratching to turn around and wait for the next fucking hit, you got to be out there giving out samples. Hey, look, this is what's going on. You can't be scared to talk to people. You can't be scared to go places. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. If you're scared to do that, then this is not your type of shit to be in. You know what I'm saying? This is a grinding situation. You got to be dedicated 100, not fucking halfway. You got to be dedicated 100 to actually do this shit. So that means you have to be in clubs, dealing with the DJs. You have to be in and out of town doing that. You got to know how to turn around and have a team with you that's going to help you push your damn product, get your product to the right doggone people. Understand that you need content and everything that goes along with this. If you don't turn around and have this or a budget to turn around and do it, then you have to fall back and then find something else to damn do, because it takes a lot of time. It takes money to do this shit. You feel what I'm saying? And sometimes if you have the right relations, it's not going to cost you as much. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you got to get with the DJs who have mixtapes out. You want to be on the next mixtape. You want to turn around and go to clubs or lounges and stuff like in and out of state. Hey, DJ, look, I need you to turn around and play this for me. How much is it going to cost for me to get on your rotation with you spending on this and then sending the goddamn joint audio shit back to me? You got to build relationships. 100. And that's what this industry is built on, relationships. 100. And if you can't get out there and do that, then your product is going to sit on the motherfucker's shelf. Mm-hmm. 100. You know what I'm saying?
So Don 6, like, with Big Rez in the corner, you know what I'm saying? I've already heard a couple of singles, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I know the game plan, so that's why I asked the question, so I know how I need to move when I ask you what I need to ask you. With the route that y'all going, what are you most excited about? You know what I'm saying? In terms of, like, the next steps that your career is taking right now.
I ain't gonna lie, man. This shit, this shit, goddamn, it feel good. Like, it really changed my life. Like, I shrug and everything. Like, when I came home from jail, when I did that time, I came home. I called Unc. I'm like, hey, Unc, I need a haircut. So when I get home, I'm talking to him, telling him, like, man, when I was inside, man, I'm just really just rapping. Like, I'm just rapping. Like, that's the only thing my mind to. And everybody in there, like, man, you don't even look like you, like, will be in here. Like, it look like you got some real damn major business going on. So I was hearing this when I was in that area. But when I came home, I really switched up how I moved. So that's when I called him. Because, you know, he was working with people that I know of back in the day. Mm-hmm. So it's like he was telling me the whole game, how he was going in and out of it. So I'm like, man, look, I do music. I hear everything. We're going to put this together, make this a family foundation, and have everybody running behind us. Like, damn, like, how did y'all put this together? Like, how y'all know each other? Like, mm-hmm. Hey, man, small world, small things. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
So it's just like he seen it. Like, even when he said, like, he came to the studio, he was hearing how I was rapping. Cause I used to always come to the barbershop, get a haircut. Mm-hmm. You know how all black people, I would talk mm-hmm. that shit.
Every week.
They'd be like, hey, man, you know, man, goddamn, I just went out. Man, you know I had Spurs on shoulder, man. Like, they just, you know what I'm saying? Barbershop talk. Mm-hmm. But I came to him by business because I always had talent. Because it's just like, every time when I used to always hear beats or everything else, I always, like, just feel it. I don't feel like how everybody else be like, nah, I can't rap. Nah, like, I could really just vibe to it. I could tell you what type of sound I like, then they gonna put it on, then you gonna see what type of creation I'm gonna create at that moment. So that's why everybody, like, yeah, you gotta take this serious. You got the sound, you got the image, you have everything. Like, this just run through my family, and then on top of that, it's just, man, I love this shit. Everybody else, they just jump out of porch and just do music. Nah, it gotta make sense.
No, 100%. Look, I could tell, look, part of the reason why I said, you know, how long we've been doing it and all that, because I done heard a lot of bad shit in my time. You know what I'm saying? I show Big Rez how many emails I got. Mm-hmm. And this is not to, you know, shit on anybody that's listening that sends us stuff. We get a lot of stuff. It's virtually impossible for me to sift through. But I take time, hours sometimes in a day, and I just go and I listen to all of the submissions and I'm just like, you have no direction. You know what I'm saying? So when Big Red's playing me some of your shit, and Ken knows, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get into the actual review of the actual single, but Ken knows sometimes I jump out the gym with my proclamations and what I feel what somebody can be and what your ceiling is. And I told Big Red's, I'm bad with names, but it's the one that you gave me the idea for the video that's down the road. You know what I'm saying? You know, remember I told you I spoke Spanish because you know what I'm saying? Because of the movie that you, so that joint. Yeah. When he played me that, I was like, okay, look.
Was that going to be the next video
we
supposed to be doing? I think I was telling you about.
I don't even know.
Nah, not Forever Done.
But either way, what he played me, because he showed me Light Up, he showed me this joint that, you know, we're reviewing right now, and he showed me another one. But when he played that, I was like, the growth. Mm-hmm. For me, artistry is about growth. It's not about staying in one place or recreating a sound and being here and today and gone tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's about the growth of the artist. What are you doing beat-wise? What are you doing flow-wise? What are you doing with your cadence? What are you changing up, right? Because everything can't be the same. And when I heard that, I said, oh, my God. I said, look, I'm not saying that this is what you are or what you're going to be, but the growth reminded me of a young T.I. From the tracks that I heard to where that one is at, the quality of what that one is at, I was like, okay, this – You are on the fast track, in my opinion, as long as you stay on strategy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then being flexible. You know what I'm saying? Because this game will throw a lot of curveballs at you. You got to be able to dodge them shits and catch some of them. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I know Big Rez, and I think you in good hands in terms of the business. But Ken, you know what I'm saying? You've been quiet. You know, you've been adjusting the dials and shit.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
You got to throw a goddamn ball out there.
I'm going to tell you this before Kenny even say anything. When we go into the studio, he doesn't really have a track to even listen to sometimes. Sometimes him and my boy Burning, which is the producer, he'll sit there and like, hey, look, I need to feel this right now. This is how I'm feeling. Once they cook that track up, between me and Burning both, I'm like, we got to be on your ass. You know what I'm saying? If this don't sound right in this, you need to take this out and go in this direction. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you have to have that structure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You have to have the right people that's going to sit there and tell you what direction you need to go in to make this shit sound good. Because if it's going to, you're going to go in there and just say whatever, man, just go home and get a YouTube beat and say what the fuck ever.
Exactly. Like, that's just how I really came up. Like, back then, I was really just rapping anything. It was just giving something out. But when I really started understanding music from my big brothers and everybody else, like, bro, it got to make sense. So just think about it. You make a song, you just come up with it, then you go back. Some of these artists don't even remember their lyrics to their song. You got to always remember it. Even if you freestyling, you got to always remember, because this is your song. This is your crowd. So you got to remember it. And it has to make sense from this crowd into that crowd. You got some music that older people don't want to listen to. So, okay, cool. You make that music. You put that out there. You play this music around this area. That's going to build your fan base. Like, dang, he can switch it up. Do it from this and go from this and go from that. Right. It's all about the connection. It's all about the music industry. Like, that's how you got to play it, because I've been doing music for a long time. I even played instruments when I was in elementary school, played a trumpet. So when you play them instruments, you got to do it on point. So when you do it on point, it makes sense. Like, got to make it sound like this, got to make it sound like that. So when I start getting older and I start, like, being around a lot of people, I'm like, damn, I got flow. Like, I could really goddamn do something, put something together so everybody can understand where I come from, because a lot of people out here, they just do this just for...
It's cookie cutter.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
if
they just,
I saw you do it, I think I could do it, so I'm going to just do it. You know what I'm saying? No, it's a lot of that shit in Atlanta. So when Rez play, I'm not going to front. Like, I be a little apprehensive when people, oh, I got this new artist. Shit, okay.
Yeah, that
how am I going to be nice about putting this motherfucker down? You know what I'm saying? But when he played it, I was like, okay, nah, there's something there. And then every song that he played me, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, there's something, you know what I'm saying, more. I hear the growth as an artist. Mm-hmm. But Ken, look. You know, we talked to Big Rez, we talked to Don Six. How you feeling this track?
I'm one of those old heads. Yeah. You know that. I'm one of those old heads.
Hey, we know politics, no BS. That's how we does.
Yeah. I'm one of those old heads. So yeah, what you hear will be, you know, coming from that perspective. Mm-hmm. And the first track, Light It Up, that he sent me by accident, I was like, okay, this in the right spots could be a banger, like work the right clubs or whatever. Cause I hear the beats there, you know. While I wasn't like a fan of the auto-tune stuff that you were doing, I heard the creativity that you did in it. So I was like, okay, I know that sonically, people would definitely end up fucking with this. Like there's in terms of songwriting and craftsmanship, it was there. But fucking Demon Time,
Demon Time.
Bro, that's some other shit.
Yeah.
That's some other shit. That's the shit where you go from just kind of being like with everybody else to being, you know, you.
Man, you won't believe it. Like, I transform like a transform. You might hear this sound, hear that sound, you hear another sound. Like, dang, how you?
I didn't know you had, yeah, like you said, the flow and shit. Like, I didn't know you had that.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like this trendy thing, but that's like different. Mm-hmm. That's a motherfucking rapper.
It's
you know what
unique.
I'm saying? Yeah.
Like when he played, that's one of the things I told Big Rez. I'm like, bro, I don't know who sounds like you. You know what I'm saying? And that's a damn good thing. Because carving out your own lane in this hip-hop thing, man, like, you start sounding like everybody else, they lump you together. Mm-hmm. But now when you stand out and you stand on your own too, and like, well, shit, you know that nigga, you making that trap shit, that shit hard. Yes. What the fuck is that?
did Burner do both tracks?
I ain't even gonna lie, Burner did. Nah, the first track, Light It Up, that was my little nephew.
Okay.
Burner Beats.
Okay.
Yeah. Burner did Demon. Anything after that, like, Burner done cooked up a whole lot. Like, Burner, like, when I call him, like, look, I need a studio session, he know for a fact that, like, I'm finna ask him to make me a beat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, hey, Burner, like, I need this sound. He instantly, like, I already know what type of vibe you on. It depends on how you come in. When you come in and be like, hey, I need this, he already know, like, okay, he on that type of time. So I'm gonna make this beat and make him feel it. Cause we always had that back in the day when we was going in the studio, he'll have beats. I'm like, nah, you gotta cook it from scratch. I'll pay you. Mm. So when I started like creating more, shout out to my boy Burner, man. Beat Burner, man. Yeah, y'all gonna see him coming real soon. Like,
shout out to
y'all gonna tap in real south side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he nice. Yeah.
Oh God, like, I just, like, he older than me. So I took the guidance from him, like, even when I started coming around, cause he used to always be like, man, you from this side. So I gotta like rock with you, like we can build a relationship, cause he like how that energy I came in from the first time when I seen him. That's how you gotta come and greet yourself when he come out of business. So it's like, that's how we started off. But when he started making me them beats, I'm like, damn, boy, you hard. Like, I don't gotta go on YouTube no more. Like, I don't wanna get sued. I don't wanna get nothing. Like, hey man, you ain't tag me. Like, nah, this is family. Like, I like that because you support your own.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's funny because when FIFO was setting this up, he played me like a little bit of it. And
he ain't gonna leave like, you all
oh, shit. He was like, nah, I'm gonna wait. And I was like, I wanted to hear the rest, but I was like, okay, I like what I've heard. And then I heard Light It Up. I'm like, wait, this sound different. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, when he played it, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that one. Because the aggression, the way you were rapping, the way you were switching your flow up, like the energy, the passion. And then the one thing I noticed when I was here was like, and you said it earlier, like, you knew the lyrics. Like, you rapping along with this shit. I think both of y'all was just rapping along with this shit. I was like, okay, so they all in. Like, and that's like different, because some people just make some shit and they just kind of walk away.
Like
nah, this is like, yeah.
And Ken, off air, I'm gonna have him play that other one that fucked me up. Because I was like, hey, Rez, hey, what the fuck is that on your phone, man? That shit was crazy. But nah, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad that we had y'all, you know what I'm saying, on the podcast. Because it's insightful, you know what I'm saying? Oftentimes when me and Ken do y'all may not know, but me and Ken, all of 2021, we've been doing an album review per day. So what is it, like 40 some days left in the year?
Yeah.
So we've already knocked out 320 something odd albums that we've listened to. A handful, I would say maybe 20 or less, we've listened to, we're a fan of. Yeah. All of the rest of them were all brand new projects that we probably never heard of, or people told us, hey, you should listen to that, but we never did. And then on Sundays, what we do, you know, God got a rest on Sunday, too. You know what I'm saying? He gave you a day of rest. We just do a single, you know what I'm saying, instead of an entire project. So that's why I invited y'all here, so that way, you know, we can debut your single and the video and all of that.
We appreciate that, man.
But at the end of the day, you know, we've been put on to so many great artists that we never heard of. You know what I'm saying? And I can definitely say Don Six, when that project is out, it's going to be highly anticipated.
yes.
And I'm not going to front. Look, I'm going to put pressure on y'all. I expect y'all back. You know what I'm saying? Especially
man,
on that first.
Oh, we going to come every now and then. Like, hey, when you want to interview, man, we come through, man. We going to build this whole legacy together. Like.
But that's what's up. But, yeah, man, Don Six, Demons, make sure you go check that out. That a hip-hop debut, you know what I'm saying, on the channel. We are going to have the video released on Black Friday. When you're listening to this, it's already Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But now you guys get a little bit of the insight behind the artist, behind the music, and what's in store in the future. So you guys know how we do it. We'll be back next Sunday with another single Sunday review. Probably not as in-depth and as long, but we'll be back. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah. All
right.